Beverly Ledbetter is a longtime resident of Pasco County. She's a former teacher who taught for 36 years, and she's now receiving benefits under the Florida Retirement System's defined benefit plan known as the traditional pension plan. But she says it wasn't always that way.
When I began teaching my school back 36 years ago, I started in an investment program on my own, a 401k. I lost over $50,000 in the last Wall Street meltdown. I think that Wall Street is too volatile and the defined benefit plan that we have now is stable. So I oppose this bill. Thank you.
Ledbetter is one of many who spoke before members of the Senate Appropriations Committee Tuesday to oppose a measure aimed at overhauling the Florida retirement system. The measure by Trilby Republican Senator Wilton Simpson is his second go-around. His bill reflects a similar effort that failed in the Senate last year.
This plan is very simple, changing a default system. There's not a person in this room, except us that are elected, that will be affected by this pension bill. Everyone that's a teacher, firefighter, police officer today or tomorrow can still have the defined benefit if they choose to have it.
So Simpson's bill automatically defaults newly hired public employees into the 401k-style investment plan that haven't made up their minds within 9 months. The current default is the traditional pension plan. It also extends the vesting period for those in the pension plan from 8 to 10 years. Simpson later changed the measure in the Senate budget panel Tuesday to take out a provision aimed at incentivizing new hires to pick the investment plan option by changing the contribution rate for those only in that plan from 3% to 2%.
We have not gotten a ruling from the IRS that it was okay to do the 2% instead of the 3%, so we're taking it back to the 3%.
The bill also eliminated the pension plan retirement option for senior management and elected officers, but the measure now excludes judges and employees covered by the senior management service class, which includes state attorneys. It's a plan supported by the Florida Chamber of Commerce and Americans for Prosperity, but at Tuesday's meeting, more than 40 people expressed their opposition to the bill. AFL-CIO's Rich Templin says he's opposed to the measure that he says keeps on changing just so pension reform becomes a reality this year.
There's a lot of things floating around right now. We've got a cash balance plan, a hybrid plan. This has really become political darts, where we're throwing things at a dartboard trying to hit something without the required studies, without an actuarial analysis about what this is actually going to do.
Lawmakers weighed in as well, including Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala. Latvala, who was instrumental in getting pension reform to fail last year, says he's tired of the continual attacks on state workers.
There's many of our state employees who work basically for their pension because they don't make much money. They do not make what private enterprise makes. And so I'm tired of scaring them. I'm tired of hammering on them every year about the FRS and threatening the one thing that they have. And when we can start giving them some raises, when we can start moving in a positive direction, you know, maybe I feel a little bit better about voting to change the system.
Bud Simpson says looking at the facts, the measure will save the state billions of dollars. And if lawmakers move forward on this year's pension reform effort, they could do pay raises.
Well, these workers that we say we're so fond of, we say we want to give them raises. We have $3 billion in reserves. Why don't we give raises? When you give a raise, you don't just give a raise for this year. You add to the unfunded liability of the pension in the back years. So if you have real pension reform that will start bringing down the actuarially unfunded liability, you can then give more raises. Now, how about that?
Measure passed the committee 10-8 with bipartisan opposition and Democrat Senator Jeremy Ring voting alongside Republicans and supporting the measure. Meanwhile, the House measure was just recently combined into two separate pension proposals, one aiming to overhaul the Florida retirement system and another to fix a troubled local pension system. So does Simpson expect his measure to go through that change?
I don't like the idea of merging them. One can go without the other. But the ideal is that if they come merged and we like both parts, that's okay. But I would rather do them both. I think they deserve to be vetted separately, even though they are both pension issues and can be together. I think that I'm not opposed to them being together. I just think that, you know, but the parts have to substantially look like what we're doing in the Senate.
Bud Simpson says if his bill undergoes what he calls a, quote, substantial change, he will oppose the measure. His bill now heads to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.